So good morning, everyone. Welcome to my presentation on utilizing knowledge-based inference mapping to digitally map the soils of the Uasin Gishu Plateau in Western Kenya. Just to give you a little bit of background, the Uasin Gishu Plateau is one of the East African Rift System plateaus whose greater part of its surface is formed from the phonolite flows of the Miocene Age. It was formed from the buildup and accumulation of lava that evenly spread over a great area as a result of successive eruptions that led to more and more layers building up into a landscape, which is the plateau. So there is a paradigm shift in the soil mapping field to move from traditional soil mapping to digital soil mapping due to the cons associated with the traditional soil mapping methods. So, for example, the soils in the traditional soil mapping methods are represented as polygons, where soils are represented as discrete units. Also, the scale and the resolution of the soil maps is not sufficient enough to provide useful information for making informed decisions, especially to farmers who are small-scale holder farmers. So, however, it's good to note that the traditional soil mapping or soil map products are essential because they provide useful legacy information, although at a less detailed scale, that can be used as a platform for digital soil mapping. In other words, digital soil mapping is incorporating old knowledge with new technology to make useful maps. So our research approach is based on the soil state model that states that soil is a function of climate, organisms, relief, parent material and time, and the Catena concept that soils follow repeatable patterns related to topography. So we have relatively uniform climate, organisms, parent material and time, then soil variation is controlled by topography, which determines the energy flow and the redistribution of water on a landscape to produce the different soil patterns. So what makes it a knowledge-based approach? So we build on existing knowledge. So we make use of existing soil maps and data, and we also make use of expert knowledge. And that way, we're able to work with limited point data, especially where we have low sampling densities, like in developing countries, like for our research area, which is in Kenya. So going to our materials and methods, so we make use of legacy soils data, which we make use of any available geology, soils, land use, climate maps, agroecological zone maps. We also go out in the field and gain knowledge from the experts and make field observations using auger hole and profile pit descriptions. And we also make use of aerial and satellite imagery and the digital elevation model where we get or where we derive the terrain attributes that are used to quantify the relief. So for our case, we use slope, topographic wetness index, multi-resolution valley bottom flatness index, and these are the terrain attributes that we tied in along with the legacy soils data, expert knowledge, and any other information from satellite imagery that we obtained, and modeled these into GIS to produce the different soil classes or soil mapping units. We also made use of geomorphons, which is an algorithm for landform classification. So going to the results and discussion, this is just a summary of the results of the northern part of the Uasin Gishu Plateau, along with the landscape picture, and along with it is a profile picture that we took when out in the field. And we can say that integrating legacy data, expert knowledge, terrain attributes, we're able to produce a soil class map that both qualitatively and quantitatively describe the soil-landscape relationship. So we had the well-drained soils on the uplands, which were ferrosols, according to the WRB, and that's oxysols in the soil taxonomy. And also in the bottomlands or in the depressions, we had the poorly drained soils, which were the glacials. Also, the soil spatial variation was captured by generating a unique prediction of the soil classes for each 30 meter square pixel. And this goes hand in hand with the fact that we are using the 30 meter SLTM DEM. So we can conclude that qualitative and quantitative analysis of soil landscape relationship is important in order to capture the different soil patterns across landscapes. Also, if we have relatively uniform climate organisms, parent material and time, then soil variation is controlled by topography. So this is an ongoing research work. We were actually in Kenya earlier this year from February to May, and we have a lot of work to do on this. So we are working on improving our current soil class map by integrating the terrain attributes with the satellite imagery and doing some statistical accuracy assessment of the soil class maps. So that's the end of my presentation, and thank you for coming. I'll be in for the session this afternoon for my poster between 2:30 and 4:30, so you're more than welcome, and we'll share more ideas on this. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes. Yes, so we normally do a lot of like clustering of the terrain attributes, first of all. So the first thing you have to determine is the number of optimal clusters that you need to be able to show the soil landscape relationship. And we do that using like histogram distributions. We also make use of PCA analysis. And then kind of like we run unsupervised classification and then align these with what we know about the knowledge of the soils from the field observations and from the legacy data that we have and from the expert knowledge and see do this number of clusters align well with what we expect on the landscape. And then after that, so maybe after we do the soil class map, then we have like a number of soil point data that we collected. So we have like almost like 50 or 60 points that we collected, and we can also do some K-fold and holding of some of the points to be able to validate what we get is from our soil class map. Does it really align with the landscape from what we observed in the field? Yeah, so it's, then we can also use the mean absolute percentage errors. Yes, it's a lot, and we are working on that, and we hope to get a better map from that. Yes, thank you.